This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, May 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag-backed packaging bill stalls. New wildfire smoke rules are coming, and USDA office closures proceeding, office says. Bill to ease package recycling mandates stalls. California's landmark law to reduce single-use plastics and packaging set to take effect in 2027, yet CalRecycle has struggled to develop economically feasible regulations and return to the drawing board in March after pushback from industries and the governor. Food and ag groups have also pressed for a smoother transition to a circular economy through AB 473. The bill would allow package manufacturers to keep the controversial chasing arrow markers if they participate in state recycling programs and comply with environmental laws. Farm groups lauding it as a pragmatic approach, supporting companies trending toward recyclability. Lawmakers, however, not thrilled about the measure, and the Assembly Natural Resource Committee did not take it up for a vote in time, stalling it for the year. New wildfire smoke protections raise alarms. Cal OSHA has drafted an update to its wildfire smoke protection standard. Farm groups worry the rules would be impractical for agricultural operations. The revisions would require employers to support N95 respirators when the air quality index hits 151 and mandate their use at 300. Companies would have to conduct fit testing for the masks and medical evaluations to ensure the mask work for every person. The provisions stem from a 2022 bill by Coachella lawmaker in response to smoke inundating farming regions for the two prior harvest seasons. But the Western Tree Nut Association is crying foul. In an update to its members, the trade group points out that the standards are not as strict for businesses outside of agriculture and argues the agency is singling out one industry rather than pursuing an unbiased, science-based approach. It calls for voluntary protections and practical risk assessments. USDA office closures moving forward. Leases for some state office housing USDA rural development functions are being terminated. That's according to what a USDA official has told the resident commissioner for Puerto Rico. In a May 16 letter to Pablo Jose Hernandez Rivera, Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Development Todd Lindsay said RD told the General Services Administration 43 of 47 locations were mission critical. But USDA, quote, has not received a response to its request to keep these locations open, and local GSA representatives have indicated at least some of these closures are moving forward, Lindsay said. USDA will work with GSA to ensure any office that remains on the closure list meets all statutory requirements and proper notice is provided in advance to Congress, Lindsay said. Former State Director for Wisconsin Julie Lassa says the Stevens Point office rental contract is ending early for the Rural Development State Office. There is a sign in front of the building that says for sale or rent by the landlord, Missouri State Office the same. Another source tells AgriPulse the Pennsylvania State Office in Harrisburg is being closed. USDA spokespeople who were asked last week about the closure said they could not discuss them because of litigation over USDA's pending reorganization. Lindsay's letter includes a list of state offices that GSA targeted for closure and USDA's recommendations. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. U.S. industry welcomes more engagement on trade policy. Ag industry representatives are welcoming new weekly briefings from the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative on the status of ongoing trade negotiations. Having this weekly opportunity to ask questions to USTR is a big change, an industry source told AgriPulse. Another industry representative said that the conversations with the administration's cleared advisors are both more frequent and more robust than they had been under President Joe Biden. The advisors were not privy to the exact details of the United Kingdom deal before it was public. Sources say the briefings focus on the bigger picture of trade talks rather than specific provisions. But multiple attendees are hoping the regular briefing schedule is the advent of a return to closer trade policy cooperation between the administration and industry. You can read more about the weekly meetings at AgriPulse.com. USDA ending 7 advisory committees. U.S. Department of Agriculture disbanding 7 advisory committees under an executive order by President Donald Trump to reduce federal bureaucracy. According to a Federal Register notice, the committees include the Advisory Committee on Agriculture Statistics, the Advisory Committee on Universal Cotton Standards, the Fruit and Vegetable Industry Advisory Committee, and the National Advisory Committee on Meat and Poultry Inspection. Also being axed are the National Advisory Committee on Microbiological Criteria for Foods, the National Wildlife Services Advisory Committee, and the Northwest Forest Plan Area Advisory Committee. Termination of the committees came after the secretary determined they were no longer necessary, according to the notice. But terminations of 8 other advisory committees have been paused until further notice. C&H inks deal with Starlink to provide satellite connectivity to farmers. C&H Industrial has signed an agreement with Elon Musk's Starlink to provide satellite connectivity to farmers. The company's brands include Case IH, New Holland, and Steyr. Starlink's advanced satellite network offers reliable, low-latency internet, CNH said, pointing in particular to benefits for producers using precision application. Here's today's final word. This landmark law is essential in preventing the exploitation of workers misclassified as independent contractors, including the trucking industry. That's California Attorney General Rob Bonta applauding a U.S. appellate court decision upholding AB 5, requiring companies to hire truckers as regular employees. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, May 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.